Hello, my name is Stella Kopp, Marketing Operations Manager with CPA.com. Welcome to the Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Stuart McLeod, CEO with Carbon, to our program. Stuart is a successful entrepreneur who has founded and led several companies over the years. In 2014, Carbon Inc. was founded, which is a workstream collaboration platform for the enterprise. Stuart is now CEO. Stuart brings 15-plus years of experience in software development, sales, support, and product management to the role. Prior to founding Carbon Inc. in 2011, after 2 years of development, a company Stuart co-founded known as PayCycle, a startup focused on online payroll for the Australian marketplace, sold to Xero. In the following 3 years, Xero successfully built a team of 60 engineers and product managers who released seamless payroll within Xero for Australian and United States customers. Subsequently, Xero has released payroll in New Zealand and the United Kingdom. Stuart, do you have any other facts you would like to share with the audience today?
Yeah, hi, Dilla. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, I mean, Carbon has been built with a very experienced accounting industry staff. We have employees and founders that have worked with Xero and Intuit and in many of the major markets we've worked in before, US, Canada. And so we enjoy working with accountants, and we love building software that helps make them successful.
Well, that's good to hear. And that's actually a good lead into what we're going to chat about today. So talking about technology and the profession focusing on becoming future ready, one area is to help the digital CPA to be successful. And a digital CPA requires competencies in three areas: technical skills, progressive business knowledge, and strong leadership. And though we can say this about running any accounting practice, the approach and strategies are distinctly different. A digital CPA is not just using technology, but employing it to transform their business environment to be relevant and futuristic for clients and staff. So Stuart, what would you like to share with our audience in regards to enabling the digital CPA community to be successful?
You know, the technological progression in the Southern Hemisphere and more recently in the UK is still definitely ahead of the United States and to some degree Canada as well. But, you know, we'd like to think that we're seeing some forward momentum and, you know, seeing a lot of take up with client accounting services in particular in Canada at the moment. But, you know, over the years, Della, we've developed a framework or a methodology in order to benchmark or analyze, you know, where firms are up to again, relative to their peers in, you know, not only their local country, but also other markets as well. And it's really quite interesting to analyze. So if I can, I'll share with you, you know, the four areas that we really look at to help firms progress and analyze, you know, where their areas of opportunity are and, you know, perhaps, you know, where they're doing really well as, you know, in conjunction. So that those areas, we define them as essentially capability, productivity, reach, and technology. And you touched on some of these before, but so in capability, you know, we talk about things like, you know, the culture and the leadership and the strategy and the knowledge and the services offered by that firm. And then in productivity, we talk about, you know, essentially how efficient is a firm or department in a firm at producing high quality work in a timely fashion. You know, it's really interesting when you break it down for any service-based firm, but particularly, you know, the more productive, the more efficient, the more effective your service line is, or the the faster and more accurate that you can produce work for a client, on the whole, you know, is essentially the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about reach, which is essentially the top line. You know, what is your sales methodology? What is your practice for improving referrals and retention? What is your client management capability like? You know, are you removing bottom clients, and are you attracting the right type of clients? What is your brand like? How satisfied are your customers? You know, all those kinds of things. And then, of course, over the last 10 to 15 years, technology increasingly is increasingly playing, you know, a major role in the success of a firm. And I guess that's, you know, brings us to the main topic of today, and obviously digital CPA. And, you know, technology, the way we see it, is essentially really providing leverage in a firm. You know, if 20 years ago you had to do many processes manually or on paper, that at the end of the day, that takes people. And what technology continues to allow practices to do is leverage their people resources in a much more high value way. And so what we see in technology in the accounting industry is, you know, more and more of these offerings are being integrated. We're moving away from a monolithic platform into best of breed. We're seeing vendors out of the major ones, you know, being much more capable of integrating with each other. The transition from desktop to cloud has, when I say cloud, I mean true cloud, not just screen scraped, you know, desktop software. You know, where your books and data is up to date real time, and multiple people can access that. And, you know, the integrations into the general ledger are, you know, probably in the thousands by now. You know, the reduction of timesheets in practices, you know, is been talked about, but we're, you know, we definitely have clients that are doing away with timesheets because they have a good handle on what their productivity and capability is. So adoption and acceleration of adoption of technology is going to see a more rapid pace of change in the industry. And, you know, we love being part of it.
So you talked about these four areas, and I'm really curious to know more about how you bring those four areas into client advisory services.
The whole goal of firms offering client advisory is essentially to increase their relationship and ultimately the value of a client. You know, when I look at our customers and their relationships with their clients, you know, the thrill that accountants get through the success of their customers and their contribution to that success is just fantastic to see. I mean, that's when we ask accountants what they get out of bed for, that 80% say, you know, the success of our clients. And advisory, really, rather than, you know, rear vision reporting, either annually or monthly or quarterly or whatever it is the part that, you know, contributes most to the success of that client, isn't it? You know, like if a client and an accountant can sit down and really get to the heart of the numbers and understand trends and, you know, make important decisions about whether it be spending or hiring or expansion or contraction or, you know, whatever it is that client is going through at that particular point in time, if they have reliable and accurate and consistent or consistently produced data, they get a lot more confidence in not only their accountant, but also in making those decisions that are going to affect others in their business. To me, I think, we've seen Australia and, as I said, the UK, quite progressive in offering this type of arrangement to their clients. It makes me a little bit sad to still acknowledge that United States is still a fair way behind, to be honest. Maybe your listeners disagree, but our evidence suggests that there's still a long way to go in the United States. And that's an opportunity for great accountants and great providers to the industry that can, drive that progression forward.
So as you look at Carbon Solutions, what you bring to the firms and to client advisory services, what do you think is the most impactful as part of the whole workflow process? What is most important that you would want to communicate to people that are looking at a new technology to bring into their business?
Yeah. So remember there are four areas before. So we focus on probably three out of the four in our platform and one in our service offerings. So if I break it down in the platform to begin with, so what Carbon allows you to do is be highly efficient and highly productive. So you can drive revenue per employee through the Carbon platform, through many ways. But for instance, the number of times that we've spoken to accountants that appear to reinvent the wheel every time a new job comes in, for instance, or, their methodology for establishing where work or workflow is up to at any given point in time is what we call the classic tap on the shoulder method, which is, lean over the partition and ask where that is up to. And, or is usually in a combination with spreadsheets and, or desktop software that is, often not kept up to date. Mm-hmm. And so what we first off is drive productivity, efficiency, and to be honest, a sense of transparency, control, and visibility in the work that's going on. So once you've got your productivity dialed in, you can concentrate on your reach and building your reputation with your clients. So what Carbon allows you to do is give your client an excellent customer experience, an excellent client experience, so that they trust the service that is being provided. They have a way of a simple way of communicating between client and accountant. And ultimately what we do is bring all of that relationship, all the casual collisions that go on around work that an accountant is producing, we bring all that into one place. So you can speak to your client with confidence that you know where the relationship is up to. And then, of course, we're highly involved in accounting industry technology. We've got integrations with other partners. We're providing education. We're involved with great organizations like Digital CPA to progress that involvement or knowledge throughout the industry. And then finally, we have a whole service offering around capability. We have done lots of research on culture, leadership management, strategy, service offerings, the benefits of what is called a niche or a segment or a niche, you might say. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of data on what capabilities accounting firms require in order to be successful, and we can help you analyze and assess and then improve. And so we feel like we, different parts of our business and our platform touch each one of those major areas. And, we continue to build out the platform and deliver excellent experience to our customers.
And I really think that's a key point that you've stressed several times, is that it's all about focusing on the customer and giving them that excellent service, the solution that they're seeking to improve their processes. And in regards to any other thoughts you might want to share with our listening audience today, you really did talk about advancing the technology across the whole entire service line and providing those solutions. So I appreciate it.
Oh, Della, I really appreciate you having us on today.